content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Today we have a new segment. We started four new segments.
Corners.
Four new corners. The conspiracy corner, the currency corner, the
cosmic
the
corner.
Q corner, and today we are rolling out the cosmic corner with
Astrid Stromberg, and she's an astrologer, psychic medium, certified clinical hypnotherapist, and background in economics and international politics, and she's given advice to royalty, Hollywood stars, top executives, politicians, and thousands of people on and off air. So, you know, before I bring Astrid on, I do want to also thank everybody here, you know, for really just, you know, going to the, when you're on the YouTube channel and you're watching these, it's just really just great to help me keep this moving along. So I want to thank you so much for subscribing to the channel and also sharing everything on these videos, so, you know, people can get a vibe of what's going on here. So that's really cool of you. So thanks for that. And with that being said,
it's growing really quickly.
Yeah, it really is. And that's all because of you. So I'm going to bring on Astrid.
Love your new background here. What did you call it? It's a what? You painted it, right?
Magic rose. It's an oil painting that I painted in trance. It's magic. It's, I do magic with it.
Awesome.
Yeah, so how do you, before we get into what the planets are saying about what's happening right now, so when you go into trance, because I'm sure that, you know, just kind of grab people's there, like, what do you do to get to trance?
Oh, wow. Meditation is the closest thing, the fastest and the easiest way to get yourself into trance, because what trance is just accessing a different state of consciousness where your daily mind doesn't get in the way. So meditation gets you to that level where your mind, your brain waves are relaxed, are, you know, smoother, soother, and you can actually work with your subconscious mind to initiate influences in your life. Like, for example, if you want to stop smoking, or if you want to lose weight, the best way is to put yourself in a meditative space, a state of mind. You just relax your mind. You don't have to sit and go zzz or om or anything like that. You just need to relax your mind and let go of your thoughts. And as soon as you feel relaxed, you could start doing mantras, for example, about I choose healthy foods. Mm. I'm starting to dislike the taste of cigarettes. You know, you work with influencing your subconscious mind.
Like, cigarettes are disgusting. Or something, you know?
That's the hypnotherapist in her talking right
now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right? That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's the basis of hypnotherapy. So
Right on. Hey, so I want to get into it right now with what's going on with the planets and how it's, you know, this riots and how that associates, right? You know what I mean? The riots and how are the planets affecting it and, you know, in the present, and what do they say coming up in the coming days for us on this?
Yeah, well, things are early. Today's the 5th of June, and we're at a full moon, complete full moon with a lunar eclipse. So that means that we are, and it's in Sagittarius, which is a fire sign, and it opposes, it triggers the USA, the birth chart of the USA is a Gemini. The sun is in Gemini right now. The birthday was July 4th, 1776, okay, for the USA. And it's really, Gemini and Sagittarius are kind of opposed on the chart. So anything that Sagittarius, if there's any opposition, if there's any square of any kind, it's gonna clash. And what we have is the activity of Venus retrograde, we have Mars firing up. I can tell you that Mars is going into Aries. Aries is, you know, feisty, fire again. With the planets are just saying, please stay calm, because the influences that you have outside your door right now are fire, 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 disruption, deception. Neptune, the planet of illusion, is coming into play, and we're having deceptions, we're having anger, we're having all this, you know, tension.
Is this helping stir up all the chaos and the riots? Is it making the riots more radical? Is there something going on inside everybody's, or I don't know about everybody, but a lot of people who can't block it, is there something going on within their own chemistry that is just like an adrenaline shot shooting right through them?
The vibration of the planets, right?
Yeah, it's the vibration of the planets, and it's also the lockdown. I mean, everybody got frustrated for 2 months saying, what is this pandemic that's going on? You know, all of a sudden there's this pandemic in the world. And they've been in lockdown thinking about themselves, thinking about how to pay the bills, thinking they've just bottled it up. So the minute the doors open, bang, they're out there. Another influence is with the planets that we won't detail how the planets work really, but it's a long-term effect that things are coming out. Everything that was hidden in the past, that was rubbed over, that we didn't talk about, all these things are coming out. Legal, biochemical, pharmaceutical, all this stuff is coming to the surface, and we are really and the fact that we're in an era of mind thought, you know, Sun in Gemini, we're thinking, we're really evaluating our space and where we are and what we want for the future. And that's where leadership really needs to come in play, because we have to be guided into a new future. We just saw that without taking our cars outside, there were much less gas emissions. The air was purer. Mm. The oceans
were... You've been saying that.
That is undeniable. Especially, we live in Florida along the beach. And the air is so clean. And it's so, I said, if there's anything good that came out of house arrest, or whatever you want to call it, the pandemic, is the fact that the air is undeniably light, clear, and fresh. Is clean.
You're getting that over where you're at too, Astrid? Is it cleaner where you're at? You noticing it?
It's really hot here. I'm in Las Vegas and...
Oh, yeah, it's dry. Really hot. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and people are starting to go to the lake a lot.
If right now we're going through the intensity of the planets and it's like fire, 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 right? Yeah. At one point, how far away are we from a cooling off period?
Good news is that we're coming into summer, and people are going to think about vacation time. They're going to think about what are they going to do. So I think that all this is going to cool down. However, it's latent. It's not going to go away. And as much the coronavirus as the racism, the social issues, the economic issues, the stock market is flying out of the roof as if it didn't care what was going on in the world. So all that is going to come to a point where it's going to clash. It's definitely going to clash.
What do you think, what else could possibly happen that could take it to that? If it hasn't happened already, what is going to happen?
That's such a bad movie question, because, you know, anytime everybody asks that kind of question,
something off. Like, I mean, that's why I'm asking you. Do you see something?
I haven't looked.
It's like you're asking the universe for that.
You have to look
but she's not the only one that said there's something else coming. So it makes you have to wonder what the hell else could possibly happen.
The elections are coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is this kind of the stuff that's called at the, well, maybe not to this extreme, but a lot of times throughout history, it's always that last run of the election.
So you think the election is going to be the kaboom?
I think that whatever happens during this election, yes, is going to go one way or the other. It's either going to calm or it's going to, you know,
more fire
in the coffin. Yeah. And people are going to, I think people are going to start really being socially active, a lot more socially active.
In a good way? Like they're out more, or in a bad way, they're going to get more radical?
No, in a way that makes for a change. They're going to unite and regroup into organizations with leadership, with purpose, with missions, and they are going to unite in the world. Now, there's one thing that I'm feeling that hasn't been much talked about is the fact that we are leading ourselves into a world government.
A one world government.
I believe so.
You believe that's going to happen?
I think it's going to take time. I don't think countries are willing to, you know, all of a sudden be directed by someone at the UN. That's not, you know, they have a way of being very slow about these things.
How far off do you think we are from something like that?
One world government.
The Bakhtin cycle. We just entered the 14th Mayan calendar cycle for 8 years with Venus, which is social activity. And throughout these 8 years, we're going to see this coming to life. Like social economics are going to start molding themselves together. And there's going to be places where it's going to be the war zone and other places where it's going to be green energy everywhere.
The happy zone.
You know? Some places I also predict that we're going to have a lot more underground systems of tunnels, of travel, of things like that. In 2011, when it started brewing, when the 13th cycle of Venus started coming in, was it 12th or 13th? I'm lost. But anyway, the prediction was that things were coming out of the earth. And all of a sudden, we had these pipes blowing up. All of a sudden, these pipes started blowing up in these holes, the gaps in the earth. You know, this was start energetically and spiritually. There was a lot more ghost activities. There were a lot more
UFO sightings.
Karmic.
Can I ask you this, Astrid, from a personal point? You yourself, do you feel the time we're living in right now, just being so unprecedented? Yeah. Are you excited to be in this time? Are you maybe just fearful of this time? Like, how do you see it from a level, like maybe give a gauge of how people can look at this?
Yeah, I used to be very idealistic because, you know, when you're in a bubble and and you just see the trend of humanity elevate itself spiritually, then you think, oh yes, we're all moving. And there is positive change. There's positive change in education. People are meditating, taking care of their bodies more. You know, there is very, very distinct positive change in humanity, but the human institutions are slow to change.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a tendency of repeating cycles from the past. So cycles of war, cycles of rioting, cycles of, you know, social disruption and clashes and up and downs with Democrats and Republicans. So I think we just have to be realistic, and we have children, and we are leaving behind an earth that really needs to be taken care of. These guys are going to be in a place where the earth is heating. Mm-hmm. You know, underground is going to be something. Going to Mars is going to be something. We're slowly seeing that if the human race wants to better and stay alive, it's got to do like it did before. It's got to try and make things different here on earth. and see elsewhere if there's potential for expansion elsewhere. And
that's going to Mars is only going to be for the super elite, the super, super, super wealthy, or is there going to be a time in our lifetime that it'll be commonplace? It'll be just like going to France or Europe or California.
It's difficult to go to France in our time. It's already difficult. You have to have like $1,000 to go to France, you know?
I don't know. I mean, do you think it'll happen in our lifetime?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I don't.
You don't think so?
No, not where it's going to be like readily like, okay, well, show up like at a subway station
kind of
thing.
Well, no, that's why I said it will only be for the super elite or the super wealthy just because they have the money to do it or the billionaire status.
Yeah, I think that's happening already. There are people up to...
Yeah, they're lining them up right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's happening. It's very, very expensive. I mean, you know... the cost of fuel, because that's what they use. So long as they haven't, I don't understand why they haven't figured out, because they certainly can figure out how to use air, oxygen, nitrogen, air to propulse and to stay green. You know, I don't understand why they don't. Why there's
maybe
not.
They have, but they're not allowing it to happen.
Yeah, that's possible too. You know.
Big government, is not letting that out there because then it loses money.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Would you want to go to Mars?
No, I could live without ever going to Mars.
I could totally live without going to Mars. That's not on my bucket list at all.
No.
Would you?
No, I don't understand why we would go to Mars on a planet that has, you know, no ocean, no oxygen, no, like, I don't get it, but...
Just red. Just really red. Mm-hmm. All you see is red. I mean, imagine how that can just totally just
trip your head out.
Yeah, man, just totally F with your mind, man. Mm-hmm. You go in there and all you see is like this red. You're like, oh my God, what's happening?
How'd I get here?
Oh my God. It'd be a great way to sober up and everything like that. You'd never want to get high or anything like that again, I would imagine. Sure. You'd never want to have anything like that to talk to your mind, right?
Definitely not.
Astrid Stromberg, everybody. So Astrid, where can everybody shout out to you and connect with you if they'd like to learn more about you? You know, just get in your world there.
Yep, brilliantessence.com or Facebook Astrid On Air.
Brilliantessence.com or Facebook Astrid On Air.
Thank you so much, Astrid.
Thank you. Always good to see you. Yeah, we'll see you next time, yeah?
All right, take care.
Hopefully when you see you next time, the planets have cooled down a bit.
We'll see.
We'll see it.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Also, if you have any questions for Astrid, or if you have any questions for any of our guests that you really want answered that think, you know what, they didn't cover this, just leave us a message, leave us a comment in down below any of the shows, because we read all the comments and I promise we'll get to them. Thank you everybody for tuning in, and remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your fortunate dreams come true. Many blessings.